Industrial cities of the North experienced an explosion of black population, while the South lamented even prevented the loss of its workers and sharecroppers. Between 1916 and 1920, 40,000 blacks left the northern counties of Florida. Some moved south to Tampa and Miami, but most went to New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Illinois. Jacksonville, with a population of 35,000 blacks, saw 6,000 depart. Black business communities had developed in southern cities along lines envisioned by Booker T. Washington. He had declared in favor of a separate economy for blacks, a microcosm of the dominant white system. Black bankers would control the finances of black folk. When the Jacksonville blacks withdrew their savings from black banks on their way to the North, their bankers aligned with concerned white businessmen and politicians to negotiate better conditions. In a column titled Words of Advice, the leadership of the Jacksonville Negro Board of Trade wrote, "Wrongs cannot be corrected by running away." In Jacksonville, this talk of a new arrangement slowed things down for a while. But in the interior of the state, the hemorrhaging was severe. Places around Apalachicola Bay, Gainesville, and Ocala lost a quarter of their black population. The entire black communities of Live Oak and Dunellen packed up and followed their ministers to a better place.